Let's examine the basic differences for a minute between men and women, because we really don't understand each other, and upon this block we all stumble so much. We say that a woman matures before a man, and this is true, and that she will commence her menstrual periods about 2 years earlier, age-wise, than this young man will have wet dreams and be able to ejaculate. She can conceive and have a child a bit younger than he, by and large, can father that child. And so on the purely biologically reproductive side, yes, she does mature a bit ahead of him. When a young man is capable of having erections and ejaculating semen, wet dreams, masturbation, have intercourse, however he might use this function, when he comes to this level of maturity, with it comes his sexual desire. Now, we are people of a culture, we have values, we have moral ethics, we control and channel our impulses. But just for a moment, let's look at the basic instinctual drive of a man who at perhaps age 16 or 17 has a fully developed sexual drive. What does this mean? This means that at that age, he wants a girl. Now, what does he want here? He wants to see her nude body. He wants to touch her and pet and caress her body. And furthermore, he wants to have intercourse and a climax within her. This is a clear drive present in young men, and it comes fully prepared when it arrives. His sex drive, if you please, is mature. A girl, a young woman of the same age, wants a young man. But see the difference now. Does she have a desire to see his naked body? Do young ladies want to fondle his intimate organs? Want sexual orgasm? No, it isn't that way with a woman, is it? She wants a man, but not in that way. She wants him to hold her close. She may enjoy petting, but petting in the sense of caressing, not in the immediate drive sense of exotic stimulus. She wants him to want her. She wants to have him say she is beautiful, that he loves her. She wants love. And her drive for love comes mature at age 16 or 17. Her drive for genital sexual involvement is very muted, very confused, and extremely immature. And this is the way women are built. She has a curiosity, but her drive toward genital sexual contact isn't in the same ballpark with a young man's. The young man wanting genital sex is very fuzzy and confused about what love is. He'll use the words of love. He thinks he loves. We don't question his sincerity. But love for him is something different, vastly different, than the young lady's concept of love. He tends to use love, which he doesn't fully understand, to get sex, which he does understand. She tends to use sex, which she doesn't understand, to obtain his love, which she needs so much. We're operating out of two different dimensions, if you please. A woman cannot, by and large, experience sexual satisfaction unless she loves. A man can all but masturbate in his sleep. This is no problem. We are different. Now, how do the differences come together then? You see, this reluctance to engage in genital sexual contact is not a religious moral hang-up. It is an inborn instinctual reserve that lies at the core of the femininity of a woman. It is her defense, and it is part of the maintenance of a stable society. She has no great need for sexual intercourse. She rebuffs him a bit, and in the rebuff, he then must channel some of this erotic energy into making the situation more attractive to her, into becoming a better man so she'll accept him, into making a better nest, which is the financial security and the whole bit. He channels and sublimates some of this sexual drive to create a more favorable environment in which she then will acquiesce to his wishes. And the most favorable environment for her, of course, is marriage. Now, what happens in marriage? Are they different? They certainly are. In the early years of marriage, this young man has a great need for and use for continuing genital sexual involvement. And through the use of sex, he slowly matures into a love that has depth and capacity and genuinity that was nowhere near what he had when they got married. She, however, giving herself physically because she loves, continuously involving herself in a love embrace through the years, and it takes that, of love embraces with him, enjoying at the beginning mostly the fact that he enjoys himself and she loves the gift she gives him. She then, through the repetitiveness of sexual encounter, learns to want this sexual encounter also. Go, though, 10 or 20 years later in this marriage. Now we reap, now in the second and the third decades and beyond, now comes to full blossom the greatest fulfillment that humans can know. She, having learned to appreciate the physical aspects of sex, wanting and responding in a full partner, he, having slowly matured into the totality of the love that a man is capable of. And the disparity of their masculine femininity that is so jarring at this level and such a puzzle, now blends into this magnificent union